call your attention to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 15, which you have already heard in your reading. And I want to read verses 7 through 11. Matthew 15, 7 through 11, where you will find these words. Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips. Say lips. But their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Not God, but of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into thy mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this is what defileth a man. Verse 8 again, where I will pull my topic. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Help me, Holy Ghost. This morning I want to speak to you for as long as the Spirit will allow from the topic, lip service. Lip service. Dwelling in the presence of the Lord. Let us go to God in prayer. Eternal God, we bow before you now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we want to be closer to you. God, we need you. I need you. Realize that I can't preach or do anything unless you show up. That I might feel your presence. So draw near to me now, God. Speak to me and through me. Mold this mere vessel of clay into the preaching vessel that you would have me to be. God, don't let me be ashamed to speak your word. God, help me not to hold back, but tell your people what we must do to draw closer to you. Oh, God, we need you now. So have your way. Have your way, God, in this place. And we'll forever be so careful to give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. And the believers of God said, amen. Lip service. Man, when God was talking to me about this topic, I just kept wrestling with that thing. I say, God, I know I'm going to have to lean and depend on you. Because there's something about us as Christians. We don't like it when we get called out. Myself included. But sometimes, God got to get our attention. That's right. And remind us that it's about him. Yeah. And never about us. Amen. We might think we run stuff. But we don't run nothing. As a matter of fact, we can't even think about nothing unless God moves in our mind. So if negative thoughts start rolling through your mind, no, that's not God. That's you. And that ain't even how my notes start off. But God said it to me. So I delivered it to you. And the good thing about this message, by the end of it, we still going to have a good time and lift up praise in this house. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
For know and understand that I am the type of preacher who would never stand up here and intentionally throw stones.
That's right.
Or pass judgment.
That's right.
Neither will I stand and act as though I am better than any of you who are sitting in the congregation, because I'm standing in this pulpit. For if we get honest with ourselves, every one of us, me included, have some areas in our lives that we need to work and improve on. For no one understand, I will always stand and preach the unadulterated gospel with everything that is within me, with one purpose in mind, that we grow spiritually. Somebody say spiritually.
Spiritually.
That we grow spiritually as an individual, and that we grow spiritually as a church.
Yeah.
That we might serve God in spirit and in truth as we render our services unto Him. And the only thing that will guarantee spiritual growth is that we put God first. In everything that we do. He must be the number one thing in our lives. I know you love your spouse. I know you love your children. But God has got to be number one. For He must always be the head of our lives. For God must become your everything. For what we do should always be about God and never about us. For I truly believe that God has some great things in store for this house. If we become obedient to His word, and if we follow His lead. For know that obedience is the key. For how many of you here this morning are willing to follow God?
Amen.
As you continue to travel on this journey called life, realize, understand that God is the avenue to our greater. For the one significant thing that we as a born again believer must realize and understand is this: God did not save us from our difficulties and struggles of life just to be saving us. He did not save us just to prove that He has the power to save. But He saved us for a specific purpose, that we might be faithful servants of the Most High God, and that our service is real. Say real.
Real.
It got to be real. Because there are too many of God's people who are lost, confused, and who are hurting and depressed. And their very life depends on the service that we render unto them as we be led by the Holy Spirit. And our service must go way beyond these walls. We got to take them outside these walls. That we might touch one individual out there who is walking in darkness, that might cause them to turn away from their wicked ways and turn to Jesus. And the mere word that we speak, know that it plays a very significant role in causing that to come to pass. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that is why we must always say what we mean and mean what we say. I know you heard the pastor say that over and over and over again. For there can be no in between. For know that half measures prevailing nothing. For my brothers and sisters, we must be very careful and very aware of the words that we allow to come out of our mouths. For know this: once you release the words from your mouth, know that you can't reach back out there and pull them back in. For once they are released from your lips, they out there. And they are going to do one thing or another. One or two things. They will either produce fruit for the cause of Christ, or they will be unfruitful for the cause of the world or for the cause of self-recognition. Understand that neither of the latter will be prosperous. But know and understand that anything that we do for the cause of Christ must be done with the heart of God, or it will not produce fruit. Understand that. For we must always strive to be fruitful in our services, that we might enhance the kingdom of God and elevate the ministry in this house. For we must become willing vessels that might make a changing difference in somebody's life because of what they see and hear in us. Are you going to pray with me this morning? That's why it is so very crucial that our services be real and not just for show. For know that too much is at stake and too many lives are at risk. For our service has to be more than just mere words from the fruit of our lips, which is the very thing that is taking place here in our text on this morning. For this morning, our text deals with the fact that Jesus is calling out the Pharisees. He's uncovering them. You can think you have some all you want, but God will eventually uncover you. For he is uncovering them because they are honoring, praising, and worshiping him with their lips. But their lifestyles, their actions are saying something totally different. In other words, they are not walking what they talking. Do you know anybody like that? For they are saying one thing, but yet they are living another. And that's exactly what the enemy would have us as servants of God to do. Because he realizes, understand, if we operate in that fashion, it would be a hindrance when it comes to us trying to win souls to the kingdom. For my brothers and sisters, know and understand that when it comes to God, we don't want to be a people who say things for show. But we want to be a people who say and do things to grow. Somebody say grow. Grow in Christ. For our service must always be about God and not about ourselves. For know that we cannot serve him effectively or productively unless we have accepted him into our hearts totally. For how many of you know that the real you, who you really are, lies within your heart? For you may be able to fool the people from time to time, but you will never be able to fool God. Because he knows your heart. He knows everything about it. The Bible goes as far as saying he knows every single hair on our head. And looking at me, he ain't got to count none. For you can dress up the outside all you want. And you can put your church face on all you want. But if that's not who you really are, know that the heart will tell on you sooner or later. For know that it is your heart that determines how, when, and why you do the things that you do. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? For Luke 6:45 says it plainly when it says, a good man out of a good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Turn and tell somebody, be careful what you say. But did you not know that the very word that you speak could damage somebody's life forever? Especially in the church house. The very place that is meant for the place for the people to come when they are hurting. And they are looking to be healed. For know that there is no greater hurt than church hurt. For that is a very hard hurt. And it's very hard to bounce back from that. So be careful when you open your mouth. That means you too, Reverend Holmes. For our text says here in verse number 8, this people, which is us, draw nigh unto me with their mouth. Lord, have mercy. And honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. For how many of you know that it is a dangerous thing to be far from God? The very one who supplies you with all your help and all of your need. Why wouldn't you want to be closer to him? Thank you for that song, Sister T. I want to draw closer to him as I travel on this journey. For know that it's easy to say you love the Lord and he is the head of your life and that he is your everything. But what does your actions say? Simply saying, is your service real or is it just lip service? Oh, stay with me, Holy Ghost. For no one understands that lip service produces no fruit. For it's just mere words coming from your mouth, which is followed by no productive action. But when your service to God is from the heart, know that your service unto him will be real and it will be fruitful. Church, always strive to be fruitful. Always strive to be productive when you are doing a service for the Lord. And before I get to the meat of the text, I want to camp down and talk about lip service for just one moment. For lip service is defined as verbal but insincere expression of agreement or support. To consent in one's words while dissenting in one's heart. Did you hear what I said? Simply put, your actions are not matching up with what you are saying. For no one understand that being servants of God we must be very careful. And we must be very aware of any of the words that come out of our mouths. Because what you say that may seem small to you may be very big to somebody else. For if we profess that we are born again Christians, then we should talk and act like it. And I'm not talking about you got to go all around here acting like you so holier than thou. But the word that you speak should indicate that you know something about the Lord. Amen. Being that we are supposed to be a reflection of him. For if the truth be told, we are either going to be a reflection of God or we are going to be a reflection of the enemy. That's why we have to be real. And we have to be fruitful. I like that, Sister Leslie. Be real or be still. God told her to say that. Somebody say fruitful. For no one understands that once you profess to be a born-again believer, you will be under the watchful eye. For people will be watching to see if you are really the new creature in Christ that you are professing to be. And if you have what you say that you have, for know that there will always be critics lingering around just to check you out. For I don't know about you, but even when I was out in the world, people were constantly watching me to see what I was doing in the midst of my struggle. So what do you think they are going to do now when you say that you're on the Lord's side? But let me encourage you. Don't let their watching be in vain. But let them see and hear Jesus in you when they come into your presence. For as I said, we are a representation of him. For we must be light in dark situations. We must be hope to the hopeless, help to the helpless, and love to the unlovable. For we must be that hand that reaches out and lead that someone who is walking in darkness. For no one understands that we may be the only God that somebody may ever see. I said we may be the only God that somebody may ever see. And my question to you this morning is, what are they seeing when they look at you? God said it. I didn't say it. For know that it is very imperative that we live a lifestyle in a way that does not leave non-believers thinking, I can't hear what you're saying for seeing what you're doing. For we must always lead by example. And that's why God has instructed me to let his people know that there can be no more lip service if we are to win souls into the kingdom of God. For there can be no more coming into God's house with a praise on your lips, but yet you can't even speak to the person sitting right next to you. There can be no more sitting in God's house clock watching. But know that all time belongs to God. I said all time belongs to God. And if it were not for him, we wouldn't have time in the first place. So don't spend all your time watching the clock. Spend your time worshiping God. For there can be no more flirting, using God's house for a pickup place. There can be no more blessings and cursing coming out of the same mouth. I didn't say that. James 3 and 10 said it. Well, there can be no more jealousy, no more covenant breaking, which says right from the very start, having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We do now in the presence of God and this assembly do solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ. We engage therefore by the aid of the Holy Spirit to walk together in Christian love. That is right there. It said walk together. And as we walk, we must walk in Christian love. So if you are not doing that, you are breaking the covenant, which is part of your reasonable service. Yeah. Come on now. All right, bro. Jesus. there can be no fornication. You heard it in the scripture. No adultery, no homosexuality, no lying, backbiting, or cheating. No judgmental spirit, no hate and deceit. Need I keep going? For know that we, the saints of God, including myself, must take a thorough inventory of ourselves and make sure that we are not entertaining these types of things. Acting any kind of way. Lifting up holy hands of praise. Speaking out praises to God as though nothing is going on. For know that that's nothing but lip service. And know that God is not pleased. I know this stuff is tight, but it's right. No, we are not perfect. And we will make mistakes. Yes. God is still working on me, as many of us like to say. Or I am still a work in progress. For yes, all of these statements are true, but don't you dare keep using these terms to justify your wrongdoing. Thinking that you are all right because you got a little praise on your lips. When deep down you know that your heart is far from God. For there has got to come a time in your life where you must say to yourself, this has been going on long enough, and I have got to make a change. Then give it to God and let him do what he does best. And that makes the unthinkable happen. For the decision is yours. And it is essential that you say, stay away from the pattern of saying one thing but doing another. Stay away from that mess. You will not produce fruit doing that. The Bible just told us you. It's not fruitful. God wants us to always be fruitful. If we live a life that keeps producing fruit, man, this house will be packed out. It's not about the packed house. That means we'll have a lot of saved souls that came from the streets. That's what our purpose and our focus should be. For knowing and understanding that this, when we say one thing and do another, will never change. It will always be entitled lip service. But Files Chopper, we will not get caught up in lip service any longer. But start it right now with the help of the Holy Spirit. We will serve God in spirit and in truth. We will serve God from the depths of our heart. We will be about our Father's business. We will be a living example. We will do what God told us to do. If anybody agree with me right there, give God some praise right there. Which leads me into my text. Well, the Bible says in verse 12, then came his disciples and said unto him, know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard what you said, talking about Jesus. For it amazes me how we get upset with Jesus when he called us out. When we get outside of his will and when we fall short of his glory, we blame him. Know that God will always forgive you time and time again, but he will not continue to keep forgiving you for the same sin that you commit over and over and over. It has to be some growth somewhere. That means you are stepping outside of his grace. Don't ever forget the many times that God has came to your rescue and save you from a hopeless situation. So don't ever get mad at the one who is the only reason that we are sitting in this house right now. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? Verse 13 says, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father have not planted. Everything that you do that's not of God. That's what he's talking about. Shall be rooted up. In other words, the things that are not of God, but are of man. And traditions will be opposed and rejected. And sooner or later, it will be utterly rooted up and destroyed. And church, know that the very thing that we do that are not of God has no significant purpose or value. And it will eventually fall by the wayside. Verse 14 says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. For how can the blind lead the blind? And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. That's because they don't know where they're going. For here Jesus telling his disciples to leave the Pharisees alone because the Pharisees were blind to God's truth. And anyone who listened to their teaching would risk spiritual blindness as well. For I don't know what's worse, to be blind literally or to be spiritually blind. For know this, not all religious leaders clearly see God's truth. So make sure that those you listen to and learn from, including Reverend Holmes, are those with good spiritual eyesight. For they teach and follow the principles of the scripture. And as my Bible college teacher always tells us, I give you permission to go back and check me out. And if you find any discrepancies in something that I said, please bring it to my attention. And we will research it further together as we continue to grow in Christ. For I would never stand before you and act as though I know all things just because I'm a preacher. Somebody say amen. Amen. And as I get ready to bring this thing to a close, verses 15 through 20, which I suggest that you go back in your spare time and read it for the sake of time. For when you go back and read them, you will find that in these verses, God is teaching us that we work hard to keep our outward appearance attractive. Don't get me wrong. God wants you to look good. But what is in our hearts are far more important to God. The way we are deep down where others can't see. Matters to God the most. For what are you like inside? When we become Christians, God makes us different on the inside. Just cause you don't act like it don't mean it. God didn't do it. You just choose to live the other way if you are not following God. And he will continue the process of change inside of us as long as we seek him for guidance. Always seek God. For God wants us to seek him with healthy thoughts and with healthy motives. Always make sure that your motives are right for the reason that you are doing the things that you do. Don't do it just to get a pat on the back. Do it because this is what God would have you to do. And Brother Darrell, this brings me to my main focus. Well, the Bible says, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouths, but they honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And false child, I declare and decree now in the name of Jesus that in the coming year of 2020, we will not be a people. We will not be a church who distributes lip service, but we will say what we mean and mean what we say, for our praise and worship shall be real, and we will be on fire for the Lord. Somebody shout, no more lip service. I said, no more lip service. But we are going to serve God in spirit and in truth. And our praise and worship will come straight from the heart. Our praise and worship will come straight from the Lord. Our praise and worship shall be fruitful. Our praise and worship shall be effective. Our praise and worship shall be real. Somebody shout real. And know that when it's all said and done, because of your praise, because of your service, lives are going to be changed. Souls will be saved. Chains shall be broken. Shackles will be loose. For the devil will be horrified. And God shall be glorified. And foul shall we will be doing the work of the Lord. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Say yes. Yeah. Come on and give him glory now. I say, come on and give God glory. He's worthy of your praise. I say, God is worthy of your praise. No more lip service. I say, no more lip service. I think you're sitting down now because you're penetrating lip service. But if your service, if it's real, lift up a praise in this place. For God inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, if we lift him up right now, he will, I say God will, come down from glory and start moving all around the house, blessing you with everything that you need. If you need something from the Lord, lift up a praise right now. Come on and praise. If you praise God, I guarantee he will give you what you need. Somebody hurting right now, but praise him anyhow. Somebody don't have a dime in your pocket, but praise him anyhow. Somebody don't know where the next meal is going to come from, but praise him anyhow. Because when you praise God with blind faith, he has to move in your situation. Lip service. He was real when he brought you out of your mess, so be real when you give him glory.